Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
High injuries in youth sports are on the rise. I know as a parent myself, I worry about it in, you know, even soccer and or hockey that my son wants to play, because you think of these fast-moving projectiles and kids' eyes are so sensitive and tender. My guest is Dr. Peter Criz. He's a graduate of Boston College and Tufts University, and he's a sports medicine and pediatrician. Love that combination. So, Dr. Criz, tell us about what's going on in eye injuries in youth sports right now.
With a few statistics for you, from the Coalition to Prevent Sports Eye Injuries, and also from Prevent Blindness America, as well as from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. So there are more than 600,000 eye injuries related to sports and recreation every year, and about 7% of these injuries are severe enough that they require an emergency room visit. And it's been thought that over 90% of all eye injuries can be prevented with the use of appropriate protective eyewear. And nearly 15% of reported eye injuries happen during sports or recreational activities. And as we know, a large percentage of these are in youth sports.
So when we think of the youth sports that are the most dangerous for children and their eyes, which ones are we talking about?
Sure. And Paul Vinger, up in Massachusetts, he's an ophthalmologist. He's one of the nation's leading experts in prevention of sports eye injuries. He has a table on his website that breaks these down into high and moderate risk. So the high-risk sports include basketball, baseball and softball, lacrosse, field hockey, ice hockey, squash and racquetball, fencing, wrestling and boxing, full-contact martial arts, and then rifle-related sports. Moderate risk sports include tennis and badminton, soccer, volleyball, water polo, and football, fishing, golf, and cycling. So there are quite a few, and they're certainly divided into higher versus moderate risk.
Well, I mean, it would make sense, things like boxing, you know, and martial arts and that sort of things. Baseball has always, you know, kind of been, seemed like it would be up at the top. And obviously now with hockey and field hockey, because those move so, so quickly. But you don't typically see kids wearing eye protection when they're playing field hockey and or baseball. You never see somebody with eye protection in baseball.
So one of the issues that you get into, and I found in my research, is that sports culture and tradition really are deep-rooted issues in sport, and these go back decades and generations. And so when you're dealing with youth sports, oftentimes you're coached by athletes that have participated in prior decades where these protective devices were not available. And so part of that is the issue, and getting over some of the sport culture and tradition issues in light of the safety issues that we're now well aware of.
So what do you recommend parents do who put their children into maybe the high-risk, you know, eye injury sports? And how do you approach the situation, like if you're dealing with, you know, the Baseball Association or boxing, which the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends you don't even do with your children? But fencing, you've got that thing on your face.
That's right.
But so what do you recommend parents do?
So I think I'll give you my analogy. Here in the Northeast, where I grew up, you know, kids play ice hockey, and they play with a full face mask and cage from an early age. And so they acclimate to this very easily, so that when they get to an older age, say middle school, where they start playing other sports requiring cages like field hockey and lacrosse, I'm thinking particularly for girls, they make that transition much easier because they've acclimated to the eyewear. Whereas if you take a high school athlete who's grown up their whole life and has never worn any protection, it's very hard to adapt to protective equipment that may interfere with your field of vision or peripheral vision. And so that's oftentimes one of the arguments that we get. So for parents, I think what we want to do is encourage their children, particularly at a very young age, regardless of the contact or collision sport that they're playing, that their children should be wearing this gear. And it should become second nature to them.
So if they just, as now of days, you know, we put bicycle helmets on our kids from tiny little ages, they're just used to it. It's not even something they think about. So goggles the same, basically protective eyewear.
That's correct. And we're starting to see some of these sports, you know, we just did the study in field hockey and showed that it did indeed reduce the risk of certain eye and facial and head injuries. And there are other sports where we're starting to see some progress. You mentioned baseball and softball. That's also been a difficult area to make progress in just because of some of the traditional issues regarding that. But basketball, if you look at basketball, particularly youth basketball, it's a sport that has a high incidence of eye injuries. So there's certainly plenty of areas where we need to make better progress, and hopefully some of these studies that a number of us are doing will encourage rules committees and organizations to adopt this eyewear more prevalently.
Now, when you say basketball, do you mean the ball itself or somebody's hand going into your eye?
It's usually a finger that goes into the
finger.
Eye
mm-hmm.
at all levels, but particularly in youth sports.
Okay, so what do you recommend as eyewear? What is protective eyewear? What makes it adequate? And does it impede then the child's peripheral vision, which could make the sport more dangerous anyway?
Sure. So great questions. So there's an organization called the American Society for Testing and Materials, and they test various types of eyewear, and they make sport-specific eyewear, typically out of either a polycarbonate lens or some kind of a wire frame, and they have them for lacrosse, field hockey, squash, racquetball. So this eyewear is commercially available. What you don't want to do is take streetwear, whether it's sunglasses or something that's not meant for protection, and just assume you're going to have protective value from that eyewear, because actually the risk of injury is higher than if you wore nothing at all.
Okay, now if we're starting to look at, because again, I bring up helmets, what about if the helmets had, do you think it would be better or worse? Like in football, those helmets have the mouth guards, the guards around, but if there was that sort of piece of plastic from the helmet, or would it be better to have a separate pair of, you know, goggles or eyewear?
Good question. So I think when you talk to individual athletes, some of them acclimate to those shields easier than others. I think certainly some of the complaints with the polycarbonate lenses have been that they fog up, so you got a sweaty athlete, particularly at nighttime, they'll fog off. You're talking about field hockey goggles. Probably the same lies true for football. Now, interestingly, in ice hockey, these shields that they wear, even professionally, more of a half shield, it's not a full face shield, I think that technology is advanced, and that has been pretty well adopted, and specifically the American Hockey League, which is the minor league affiliate for the NHL, it's now mandated that all skaters wear that eyewear. So I think that's a good move for safety organizations, and so that's a move that we've certainly been happy to see.
And what about the peripheral vision?
So I think it can be an issue. As I mentioned, there are different types of eyewear, and I think when you look at the wire cages more so than the goggles, you may have some obstruction of your vision, particularly inferiorly when you're looking down, whereas the goggles are less obstructed, but they have other concerns that have been brought up by players and coaches and parents that they fog up. So, but at least in our study, we looked at, this is one of the concerns that maybe the parents and coaches brought up, that some of these eyewear protections would incite injury, but we didn't see that, particularly when you look at concussive injury. We saw concussive rates that were identical, basically, in both the group that had mandated protective eyewear and the group that did not have eyewear.
So in the last 20 seconds or so, Dr. Kriz, give us your best advice for protecting your children's eyes in sports.
So my advice would be encourage your children and expect them to wear protective eyewear early, particularly in situations maybe where other children aren't. These eye injuries are real, and oftentimes they're more superficial, but occasionally they are catastrophic. And unlike a concussion that you can recover from or an ACL that is torn and can be repaired, once you lose an eye, that's for life, and that's a vital organ.
And our children's eyes are so beautiful, so we must protect them. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD.